With the unemployment rate getting worse each month, there is increasing discussion in Washington about the possibility of a second stimulus package to bolster the economy. The Obama administration argued in January that the unemployment rate would peak at 8% if the stimulus package was passed. In February, Congress passed and Obama signed the $787 billion bill, which received virtually no support from congressional Republicans. But now the unemployment rate is at 9.5%. On Sunday, Vice President Joe Biden said the administration had misread the economic conditions. But in an interview with NBC News today, President Obama disagreed.
No.
Just a misread.
No, well, I would actually, rather than say misread, we had incomplete information. What I would say is that in some areas, you're seeing the economic engine turn. But what we always knew was that A, this recession was going to be deep. B, it was going to last for a while.
Advocating for a second stimulus is Laura DeAndre Tyson, an economic advisor to President Obama. Addressing a seminar in Singapore today, Tyson said she felt the first round of stimulus aimed to prop up the economy had been slightly smaller than she would have liked, and that a possible second round should be directed at infrastructure investment. And a coalition of liberal organizations say they plan to campaign for another recovery package after Congress returns in September from their August break. Robert Borisich is with the Campaign for America's Future. He says that groups like the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and the Economic Policy Institute will be among those calling for more stimulus.
We're headed into double-digit unemployment. And we've lost over 6.5 million jobs since this recession started, 14% of all manufacturing jobs. And the president, when he began, said that his recovery plan would generate about 3.5 million jobs. We've already lost almost twice that. And so it's time to do a second bit.
Recent polls suggest that support for the original stimulus bill is dropping. But supporters say it's too early to determine if it's not working, since only 11% of the money allocated for discretionary spending is to be spent this fiscal year. But that adds fuel to critics who say too much of the bill is not geared to be spent immediately, defeating the purpose, which was to juice the economy. Robert Borisich with the Campaign for America's Future says the bigger problem with the bill was inserting cuts for the alternative minimum tax into it, weakening its impact.
Getting the money out the door, just part of that is, you know, you've got a change of administration, which makes it very difficult. Part of that is, even if you were in the middle of an administration, it's just hard to get money done. But a lot of the money, whether it's food stamps or unemployment benefits that have been extended, has in fact gone out and started to work in the economy. And the money they did send to the states is already helping to keep people, teachers from being laid off, et cetera. So it would be much worse if they hadn't done the stimulus.
Republicans argued in the winter that the stimulus bill should have included more tax incentives for job creation. Virginia's Eric Cantor has been quoted as saying he doesn't favor another stimulus bill, but if he did, he would want it geared towards tax cuts. The Center for America's Future's Bob Borisich says helping states and localities that are getting hammered economically should be a priority if a second stimulus bill were to be proposed. He then recited what else he thinks should be in that package.
The original requirement was that they be shovel-ready, ready to go. Now people have been on notice. There are many more projects that are ready to go, so infrastructure puts people to work. It gets people moving, and because there's been more notice, given the last time, we're likely to have a whole new set of projects that are ready to go. And then I think we got to think seriously about direct work programs, which we did during the New Deal, where you put people to work doing work that's necessary to do and put them to work directly, start hiring them right away. They'll start spending money right away, and it'll get the economy moving, and will, I think, reduce the need to sustain the process even further. But we've got a real problem in this country because and in the world, because this downturn is continuing across the world. It's having massive effects on employment, and it's laying people off, and that is going to keep this economy in doldrums until we get that turned around.